On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Tuesday, the 5th of February, 2019. Today, Charlotte Rampling, the English actress, turned 73 years old. Barbara Hershey, the American actress who starred in Beaches with Bette Midler, she's 71. Christopher Guest, US actor, writer and husband of Jamie Lee Curtis, he's also 71 today. Jennifer Jason Leigh, the US actress and daughter of the late Vic Morrow, is 57. Bobby Brown, the US singer, is 50 this year. Darren Lehman, the Australian cricketer, well, former Australian cricketer, he turns 49. And Mary Donaldson, who's now the Crown Princess of Denmark, is 47.
Reader's Digest, the staple of doctors, surgeries and dentists everywhere, was published for the first time in New York by DeWitt Wallace, 1922.
Wow, how long ago.
I remember as a kid reading that, you know, the little cartoons and life's like that,
yes.
Funny moments.
I used to love It Pays to Enrich Your Word Power. That I liked that, learning all the new words, which is probably why we do Hard Word.
Do they still publish
Reader's Digest? Yeah, my mum still gets them.
Wow.
They're still in the toilet at my mum's house. Andrew Banjo Patterson, the Australian writer, died at age 76 on this day in 1941.
Peter Pan, the Walt Disney animated movie version, premiered in America in 1953.
Skippy, he began on TV in 1968.
Skippy was huge, wasn't it?
That's right.
Was it a he or she?
I think it was a he, the bush kangaroo. Yep, I think it was a boy. You'd always say, come on, Skip.
The Mike Walsh Show premiered. Those that remember the Mike Walsh Show, that was pretty big news back in 1973. And Sky TV was launched by Rupert Murdoch, the precursor, I guess, to Foxtel and all those pay-per-view things. 1989.
Netflix. Now we've got so many, don't we? So many to choose from. 1 and 2 cent pieces came off the production line for the first time at the Royal Australian Mint on this day in 1991.
And if you're a golfer, Ernie Eels, South African golfer, shot 60. His lowest round as a professional, one of the lowest in golf history at Royal Melbourne Golf Course. Let's give that a go today.
And Paul Simon, he announced his retirement from performing on this day in 2018. And that's on this day for Tuesday, the 5th of Feb, 2019.